Despair and fear have gripped our city. We have all experienced loss, hopelessness. We are facing the enemy. As God's people, it is time to stand and fast for our city, our home, our people. This is a spiritual battle. The enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But remember, our God is a God who parts the Red Sea, who calms the storm, who has defeated death and sin once and for all. Our God is for us. Our God is for us. Let's stand in the gap with fasting and prayer to cover the city. Oh Lord, let faith arise. Let faith arise. We will overcome. Let faith arise. In Jesus' name.
So you can tell by the video what my next announcement is going to be. We're going to continue to carry on with our Esther fast.
那你看了这个录像，你知道我下一个公告，我们会继续为了我们的城市做这个以斯帖的禁食。
We're going to pray for the next few weeks again. Any 3 days of the week, we want to come together and fast and pray against the coronavirus.
未来几周，每一周有三天，我们会禁食，为了这个冠状病毒而祷告。
And for the rest of April as well, we're going to continue to meet for our all SP noontime prayer, where one of our lead pastors are leading devotions.
然后整个四月也是每一天的中午十二点，我们会一起线上碰面有一个牧师来领导我们祷告。
So we'll continue to see you guys online at noon, and then let's continue to fast and fast for our cities, fast for our world.
所以中午十二点我们在线上见，我们一起来进食，为了我们的城市，为了我们的世界，一起进食。
All right, let's turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 15. We're going to read from verse 22 to 37. I'm going to read in English, and then Mary will read in Chinese.
马可福音十五章二十二节。
And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. And they tried to give him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided up his garments among themselves, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And they crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was numbered with the transgressors." And those passing by were hurling abuse at him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ha! You who are going to destroy the temple, rebuild it in 3 days. Save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes, were mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let this Christ, the King of Israel, now come down from the cross so that we may see and believe." And those who were crucified with him were casting the same insult at him. And when the sixth hour had come, darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is translated, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And when some of the bystanders heard it, they began and saying, "Behold, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed and gave him a drink, saying, "Let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last.
马可福音十五章二十二到三十七节，他们带耶稣到了哥哥他地方，就是库鲁地，拿没有药调和的酒给耶稣，他却不接受。于是 将他钉在十字架上，抽签分他的衣服，看是谁得什么。钉他在十字架上已是几初的时候，在上面有他的罪状，写的是犹太人的王。他们又把两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。这就应了经上说的话，他被列在罪犯之中。从那里经过的人侮辱骂他，摇着头说，哈，你这拆圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己从十字架上下来吧。祭司长和文徒也就这样戏弄他，彼此说，他救了别人不能救自己，以色列的王基督现在可以从十字架上下来，叫我们看见就信了。那和他同钉的人也是这么讥笑他。从午正到深初，遍地都黑暗了。深初的时候，耶稣大声喊着说，伊罗亚伊罗亚伊罗亚拉玛卡萨巴达尼，翻译出来就是，我的神我的神，为什么离弃我。旁边站着的人有的听见就说，看呢，他叫以利亚呢。有一个人跑去，就把海绵沾满了醋绑在芦苇上送给他喝，说，且等着看以利亚来不来把他取下。耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this time.
感谢你主给我们这个时间。
Lord, even though we're all stuck at home, God, at least we're all stuck at home together.
虽然我们都在家里，在各自的家，但是起码是在一起的。
And today at this service, Lord, we want everyone participating in their rooms or in their offices to experience you.
希望在这一刻，每个人在他们的房间或者在他们的办公地方都能经历你主。
So come, Holy Spirit, and breathe upon us.
圣灵，请你在我们里面呼吸。
We ask you to release the revelatory ministry of the Holy Spirit in all the living rooms and all the offices here.
请释放圣灵解读圣经的力量在每一个家，每一个办公室。
Give us an ear to hear and a heart to receive what the Spirit is in each one of us and all of us collectively.
给我们聆听的耳朵，接受的心灵，让我们能接受圣灵对我们说的话。
Lord, we humble ourselves and we ask that you use us to preach your prophetic word with power and authority.
然后主要我们谦卑自己，求你给我们能力，把你预言的话语宣告出来。
Help us not only to convey your words, but to convey your heart.
让我们不只是把你的话传达出来，而是你的心。
In Jesus' name, all God's people said.
以耶稣之名，主的人民说。
Amen, amen. You know, I can't tell you what a great joy it is to be able to broadcast this all over the world.
我非常的开心能把这个全世界这么播放今天的崇拜。
And I'm especially blessed to be sharing the pulpit with Mary, who's here.
跟我分享。
And she wants to say hi to her kids. Go ahead.
Ellie, Joshie, 我是妈咪。Hello, hello.
Your mom's a star. All right, let's get back to the message now. All right, for centuries, this day was called God's Friday.
在很多过去的世纪呢，今天就是说主的星期五。
Actually, the Anglo-Saxons and Danes actually call this the Long Friday.
英国体系还有丹麦人会把它叫长星期五。
Over the years, it was changed into Good Friday.
这么多年呢，英语是改到 Good 好的周五，但是中文是受难日。
So I want to talk tonight about why this day is so good.
我今天晚上呢想说为什么这个是好的一天。
This is a good day for all the followers of Christ.
是主所有跟随者很好的一天。
But it's a good day for everyone who's in this world.
也是全世界很好的一天。
A Good Friday will always have a very, very special place in my heart.
就是这个受难日 Good, 这今天一直在我心里有很特别的位置。
And I tell this story almost every Good Friday service, but it's so dear to me, I must tell it.
我差不多每一次受难日都会讲，但是我必须得再讲一次。
On Good Friday, 1992, I was in Ensenada, Mexico on a mission trip playing basketball with my university.
在1992年呢，我在墨西哥是在做一个传教的一个旅行，就跟我的大学一起打篮球。
We were there on spring break, and we're in the back of a truck. There was 10 of us in the bed of a truck, totally illegal.
我们在这个春节旅游呢，我们就在一个开篷的货车后面有十个人一起，那这个是非常违法的。
And we were driving through the part of town where everyone, all the college students would flock to party during spring break.
那我们经过城市的一部分呢，就是全部的大学生都会在那里开派对欢乐的，在那么一个城市的地方。
And a massive crowd was on the streets, most of them drunk.
然后街上呢，好多好多喝醉酒的一大群的人。
And my Australian friend Brent stood up in the middle of our pickup truck and shouted something.
然后呢，我澳大利亚的朋友叫 Brent， 他在那个开篷货车站起来，大叫一声。
I think he meant it for all the drunk college students, but something hit my heart.
我觉得他呢应该是对着喝醉酒的大学生喊的，但是有一句话说到我心坎里了。
He cried out, says, "Jesus Christ died for you today, mate."
然后呢，他就说耶稣今天为了你死，我的朋友们。
I would say before that, I had no understanding of the significance of this day.
在那个之前呢，我没有领会到今天的意义。
And looking back, I can say the Holy Spirit put something in my heart.
在那一刻呢，圣灵把一个重担放在我的心上。
And the next day, I was sitting in my bedroom in Laguna Niguel, California.
然后第二天呢，我回到我加州的卧室。
And Jesus would come into my room.
然后耶稣就进来了我的房间。
And I would give my life to him.
我就把我的生命给他。
That was April 19, 1992.
那个是4月19号1992年。
Next Sunday, I will have celebrated 28 years of being born again.
所以呢，下一个星期天呢，我会庆祝我得救赎的22年。
It took a lot to get to that particular day, but it was that Friday night when Brent stood up that really marked something in my heart.
就是那一个受难日，我的朋友 Brent 站起来喊的那句话在我心上留下了深深的印象。
Brothers and sisters, 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ died for you and me.
我的兄弟姐妹，2,000年前呢，耶稣为了你和我死了。
That is the powerful truth that we're going to talk about today.
那个就是我们今天要讨论的非常有力量的真相。
At his birth, there's no room for him in the inn, in the hotel.
在耶稣出生的时候呢，那个小旅店没有位置容得下他。
This would foreshadow the treatment that he would be taken upon, that he was to receive at the hands of men.
这个预言呢，在这个世界上人是怎么样会对待他的。
Jesus was continually mistreated by the people that he came to save.
耶稣呢，在这世上，在他应该救的人的手里呢，受到不停的虐待。
Again and again, his enemies attempted his destruction.
一次又一次，耶稣的敌人试图摧毁他。
And even after they cried Hosanna, a few days later they cried, "Crucify him, crucify him."
他们呢，在他们敬拜他的几天之后，他们就说，钉死他，钉死他。
And now the deed is done. Jesus hangs on a cross.
然后现在呢，就这个钉死的动作完成了，耶稣就挂在十字架上。
See, no ordinary death would suffice.
一般的死亡呢，不足够满足。
It had to be a death of intense suffering and shame.
是需要一个极度的极度羞辱，还有极度痛苦的一个死亡。
A cross had been secured, and Jesus is nailed there on it.
有一个十字架站立了，然后我们的救主钉在上面。
But we see that all of a sudden his lips start to move.
但是呢，我们看到他的嘴唇开始动。
He's about to say something to us and to the world there.
他要想对我们，对全世界说一句话。
Is he going to cry out for pity?
他会要求人的怜悯吗
？Is he going to pronounce guilt to his crucifiers?
他会对钉死他的人要定罪吗？
No, Jesus prays for his enemies.
没有，耶稣为他的敌人祷告。
He says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing."
他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And it's really a great way for Jesus to end this chapter of his life.
然后呢，这个是耶稣在他生命这个阶段很完美的结束。
His public ministry starts with prayer, and now it will conclude with prayer.
他这个牧师之职呢，他一开始的时候是以祷告开始，也以祷告结束。
In Luke 3:21, it says, "When the people were baptized, Jesus was also baptized." And he says, "And while he was praying, the heavens were opened."
路加福音三章二十一节说，有一次当民众都来受洗的时候，耶稣也受了洗，他正在祷告，天开了。
Now we see his public ministry closing with prayer.
我们看到他这个牧师之职也是以祷告来结束的。
He can no longer touch the sick because his hands are nailed to the cross.
他不能够去触摸那些生病的人，因为他的手钉在十字架上。
His feet will no longer carry him to acts of mercy because they are also fastened to a tree.
他的脚不能带他去做怜悯人的差事，因为也钉在一个树上。
No longer may he engage in instructing his disciples because they all fled from him.
他也不能教导他的门徒，因为他们全都抛弃了他。
So what does Jesus do? Does he curse the people that put him on the cross?
所以耶稣怎么样呢？他有没有去骂那些钉死他的人呢？
No, he engages in the ministry of prayer.
没有，他就是以这个祷告的差事来结束。
Brothers and sisters, learn this valuable lesson.
我们要学习这个宝贵的一课。
When we're unable to do anything, we can always pray.
当我们什么都不能做的时候，我们总是可以祷告。
It seems like in this day and age, this is precisely what God is doing for us, with us and to us.
在今天当下这个时候，就这个是好像神要教导我们的一课。
We can't go work out. We can't go to the movies. Kids can't even go to school.
我们不能去运动，不能去电影院，孩子都不能上学。
Many of us can't even go to work.
也不能去公司。
But we can always pray.
但我们可以祷告。
And that's a lesson that Jesus teaches us.
这个是主教导我们的一课。
So why is Good Friday so good?
所以为什么受难日这么好？
I have four simple points.
有四点。
And then we're going to have a time of communion.
然后我们会分享圣餐。
And then the house churches, or I don't know what the other churches are doing, you can go and break off into your small groups or whatever.
然后我们各自的小组会有一起祷告的时间。
So number one, he prays for us.
第一，主为我们祷告。
Why is it so good? Because he prays for us.
为什么是好的一天？因为主为我们祷告。
He says, "Father, forgive them."
他说，父啊，赦免他们。
If you look in the Bible, there's no other time that Jesus made this kind of request to the Father.
之前呢，你看圣经，他没有这么要求他天上的父。
In fact, he always forgave sins himself.
他主耶稣是自己去做赦免的。
To the man sick of palsy, he said, "Take courage, my son, your sins are forgiven." This is Matthew 9:2.
对生病的人，他马太福音九章二节他说：“孩子，鼓起勇气吧，你的罪孽被赦免了。”
In Luke 7:48, to the woman who washes feet.Jesus turned to her and said, "Your sins have been forgiven."
在路加福音七章四十八，耶稣呢，对于那个用眼泪洗他脚的女人说，你的罪孽已经被赦免了。
So why should he now ask the Father to forgive instead of directly pronouncing forgiveness himself, which is what he usually did?
那他为什么这次要求他天上的父来赦免，而不是他自己赦免罪呢？
See, forgiveness is a divine prerogative.
赦免罪是一个神圣的特权。
The Jewish scholars were right when they reasoned. It says, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Mark 2:7.
犹太人的学者呢，他们在马可福音二章七节说，除了神一位之外，谁能赦免罪呢？
Jesus is fully God and fully man. He was a son of God who became the son of man with the express purpose of offering himself as a sacrifice for our sin.
所以耶稣是完全的主，也是完全的人。他是神的儿子，成为人子，专门的目的就是把自己献上，做一个罪的救赎。
While on the cross, he did not exercise his divine prerogative.
但是在十字架上，他没有行使他这个神圣的特权。
Jesus said in Matthew 9:6, he says, "The Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins."
在马太福音九章六节，他说：“不过要为使你们知道，人子在地上有赦免罪的权柄。”
He was right, but remember, he was no longer on earth. He was lifted up from the earth.
这个是正确的，但是你们要记得，他钉在十字架，他不是在地上，他已经从地上抬起来了。
John 12:32 says, "And I, if I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself."
然后约翰福音十二章三十二节说：“至于我，当我从地上被举起来的时候，就会吸引所有的人归向我。”
So what does Jesus do with his last dying words?
所以呢，耶稣临死之前最后的一句话是什么呢？
He prays for us.
他为我们祷告。
What is Jesus doing right now?
耶稣现在在做什么呢？
He's praying for us.
为我们祷告。
Hebrews 7:25.
希伯来书七章二十五节
It says, Therefore he is able to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
故此他也能彻底拯救那些直着他来到神面前的人，因为他一直活着为他们代求。
It's good news today because Jesus is praying for us even now.
今天很好的消息就是主即使在这一刻也在为我们祷告。
Why is Good Friday so good? Number one, because he prays for us.
为什么受难日很好？第一，因为他为我们祷告。
Number two, he identifies with us.
第二，就是他同情还有代入我们。
When he was praying, he was absolutely identifying with his people.
他祷告的时候，他是绝对的同情他的子民。
He placed himself in the position to be like us, and he interceded even more.
他呢把他自己放到我们的位置上，然后呢他代替我们祷告，有更多的祷告。
Hebrews 4:15 says, "We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who's been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace in our time of need."
希伯来书四章十五节，因为我们的大祭司不是不能同情我们的种种软弱，而是在各方面照着与我们相同的样式受过试探，只是没有犯罪。因此，让我们坦然无惧地来到恩典的宝座前，为要得着怜悯，寻求恩典，故为及时的帮助。
Not only was he identifying with us by praying, just like we would pray to the Father.
他呢就不只是同情我们，就像我们跟神祷告，他也就这样为我们祷告。
But because of Good Friday, because of the cross, he endures and suffered everything we've ever suffered.
但是因为受难日，因为他在十字架上受的罪，我们所经历过的所受的困难，他也经历过。
The writer of Hebrews says he was tempted in all things, yet without sin.
希伯来的作者说他各方面受过试探，但是他是完美的。
And you think, how was he tempted in all things?
那你可能会觉得他怎么受过试探了？
When did Jesus go through all of these things?
耶稣什么时候经历过这些试探？
He's perfect.
因为他是完美的。
When did Jesus ever lie?
他哪什么时候说谎？
When did he ever steal or cheat or be jealous?
或者偷窃，或者作弊，或者妒忌？
When did he ever fight with his sister?
他什么时候有跟他的姐妹吵架？
When did Jesus ever gossip?
或者说流言。
It all happened on the cross.
全都在十字架上。
2 Corinthians 5:21 says, Him who knew no sin became sin in our behalf, so that we may attain the righteousness of God through him.
哥林多后书五章二十一节说，神使那位没有罪的替我们成为罪，好使我们在他里面成为神的义。
All the sins,And all the consequences of sins were placed on Jesus on the cross.
全部罪和罪的后果都在十字架上放了在耶稣身上。
When darkness covered the earth and God the Father and God the Spirit abandoned God the Son,
当黑暗覆盖全世界，然后天上的父还有圣灵都抛弃了神的儿子耶稣。
It's because all the sins of the earth, of the world, were pressed upon him. He became sin on our behalf.
那是因为全世界的罪孽都按了在耶稣身上，他为了我们成为了罪。
Think about what that means. He experienced everything that we experience when we sin.
你想想这个是什么意思？就是我们当我们罪的时候呢，我们全部的经历，耶稣也经历了，经历过了。
Guilt, condemnation, anxiety, fear.
啊，内疚、害怕、焦虑，那一些他全经历了。
He experienced all of that.
他全部都经历。
And so the writer of Hebrews says, therefore, we run to God, to the throne of grace, to receive help and grace in our time of need.
所以呢，希伯来的作者说呢，我们向神的恩典的宝座面前去奔跑，去领受我们需要帮助时的恩典还有帮助。
Because Jesus identifies with us on the cross.
因为耶稣在十字架上同情我们。
We have a sympathetic high priest that we can run to.
我们有一个同情我们的大祭司。
There's something about a like experience.
有一个是关于相同经历的。
Many of you guys in SP Hong Kong, you know the story of my parents when they went through bankruptcy when I was in college.
那啊，你们在香港呢，可能听过我讲我父母啊，当我在大学的时候呢，我父母经历了破产。
And just remember the hopelessness and the fear that came upon me when I saw my parents go through this.
然后呢，我记得那一刻，我看着我父母宣告破产，在我心里的害怕还有绝望。
You know, I'm not the most compassionate person in the world, but when I meet someone who's also going through a similar thing, my heart goes out to them.
啊，我不是一个最有同情心的人，但是当我看到相同的遭遇的人，我的心真的会往他们那边去。
I know exactly what they're going through.
我真的非常知道他们这一刻所经历的。
This is the power of groups like Alcoholics Anonymous.
啊，这个也是像美国这个 AA 就是戒酒协会的一个力量。
They've all experienced something devastating in their lives, so they gather together to help each other.
他们全部的生命里面都经历过一些翻天覆地的改动，所以他们全都聚在一起。
When we feel lost and alone and away from God because of our sin,
当我们觉得很孤独、很迷茫，因为我们的罪而离开了上帝。
We have a high priest who doesn't turn his back on us, but one that comes with open arms that's ready to receive us because he experienced everything that we're experiencing now.
我们有一个大祭司，他不会抛弃我们，他会打开双手迎着我们而来，因为我们所经历的，他也都经历了。
Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that Jesus knows you.
我的兄弟姐妹，希望你知道，耶稣知道、看到你们每一个人。
He knows all the things that we've been doing and what we've done, good and bad.
他知道我们全部所做的事情，好的、坏的。
And it doesn't offend him.
但是呢，这些都不会得罪他。
He wants to draw near to us.
他要靠近我们。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
你靠近上帝，上帝就会靠近
你。Excuse me.Thank you. Don't worry, I did it away from her. Okay, so Kenny, don't worry, she's going to be safe when she gets home.
她说她往另一边打喷嚏。
And so he knows, and because he knows, we can run to him.
因为主知道我们可以往他跑。
And receive mercy and find grace in our time of need.
接受主的怜悯还有恩典在我们所需要的时候。
Good Friday is good because he prays for us.
受难日是好的一天，因为他为我们祷告。
He intercedes, he ministers to us in that way.
他就这样教导我们。
He identifies with us.
他同情我们。
Number three, he pays the price for us.
第三点，他付了我们的代价。
First John 2:1-2 says, My little children, I'm writing these things to you so you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father.Jesus Christ the righteous, and he himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours only, but also for those of the whole world.
就约翰一书二章一到二节，我的孩子们呢，我把这些事写给你们，免得你们犯罪。但如果有人犯了罪，在父那里我们有一位辩护者，就是那义者耶稣基督。他自己为我们的罪孽做了平息祭，不仅是为我们的罪，而是为全世界的罪。
Innocence went to the cross to die for the guilty.
无辜的到了十字架，为了有罪的人而死。
Justice and mercy met at the cross.
在十字架上，公道遇到了怜悯。
This is what we mean by the radical middle.
这个就是我所说的革命性的一个中间点。
The wrath of God meets the love of God at the cross.
主的愤怒遇到主的爱就在十字架上。
And mercy triumphed over judgment.
怜悯战胜了主的判决。
The word sacrifice can be used both as a verb and a noun.
牺牲这个字呢，是可以作为动词，也是作为名词。
So Jesus doesn't just offer a sacrifice, he becomes the sacrifice.
所以耶稣并不是说献上他的牺牲，而是他成为了牺牲品。
Jesus takes the place, our place, your place, my place.
耶稣取代了你的位置，我的位置。
He is our atoning sacrifice.
他就是我们赎罪的牺牲。
Jesus dies the death that we should have died.
他受的死亡是我们应该受的死亡。
Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death.
罗马书六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价就是死。
Every one of us deserves death.
我们每一个都值得这样的去，这样的死。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
全部人都犯罪了，我们侮辱了神的荣耀。
Paul says there's none righteous, not even one. No one seeks after God.
圣保罗说没有人是正义的，一个都没有，没有人是追随神的。
We are all guilty.
我们大家都是罪人。
But Jesus takes our place.
但是耶稣代替了我们的位置。
He pays the price that we should have paid.
他付了我们应该付的代价。
He dies for our sins.
为我们的罪而死。
We get what we don't deserve.
我们得到我们不应得的。
An innocent man got what he didn't deserve.
一个无辜的人得到了他不应得的。
To pay the price for the guilty, every one of us.
为了付上我们的罪的代价。
This is Good Friday because he pays a price for us.
所以这个受难日是好的一天，因为他付赎了，他给我们的罪而赎罪了。
And the last one, number four, he forgives us.
第四点是他赦免我们。
1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节，如果我们承认自己的罪孽，神是信实的、公义的，他就会赦免我们的罪孽，洁净我们脱离一切的不义。
Brothers and sisters, if and when we get to heaven, it won't be because we're good people.
我的兄弟姐妹，如果有一天我们到了天堂，并不是因为我们是好的人。
It won't be because we deserved it or we lived a good life.
也不是因为我们值得拥有，或者我们活了一个很棒的生命。
It won't be because our good deeds outnumbered our bad deeds.
也不是说我们做的好事多于我们做的坏事。
The only way we'll get to heaven is if we have asked and received forgiveness.
唯一能够抵达天堂就是我们求了，然后也领受到这一份赦免。
I mean, we know this even in our personal lives, some of the most powerful words of the English language, not just I love you.
那我们也经历过在我们每个人个人的生命中有一些最有力量的几个字不只是我爱你。
It's easy to say I love you.
其实说我爱你不是很难。
I mean, we've been fasting for 3 days. I love food.
我自己就进食了三天。我好爱食物。
I love the Lakers.
我爱LA 的篮球队。
I love my family. Well, that's an important one. I love my family.
我爱我的家庭，真心的很爱。
But we say all kinds of stuff. I love jelly bellies.
我爱糖果。
It's so easy to say I love you.
所以呢，说一句我爱你并不难。
But you know another phrase that's so powerful in any language?
但是你知道另一个很有力量的话语
？Is I forgive you.
就是我原谅你，我赦免你。
My wife and I and many people in SP Hong Kong and SPSG Singapore, we've gone through this course called Love After Marriage.
在SP 香港还有新加坡，我们做了一个课程，这个是叫婚后爱情的课程。
And in the class, they gave you a workbook with a bunch of tools. It was really tools that to help us in our marriages.
这个课程呢，有一本小书，是有一些工具是帮助大家的婚姻的。
And my favorite tool is the reconciliation tool.
然后呢，我其中最喜欢的一个工具就是这个和解的工具。
It's five steps on how to really reconcile and forgive one another. It's powerful.
就是呢，有五个步骤，就是能啊，夫妻之间呢，互相的原谅，互相得到真正的和解，很有力量。
The last step is for the offending party to turn to the offended party and say, "Will you forgive me?"
那最后一步呢？这五步里面呢，就是啊，开罪人的一方呢，对被冒犯的那一方说，你会不会原谅我？
And I tell you, it's so powerful when the offended party says, "Yes, I will forgive you."
然后呢，被冒犯的那一方如果说是的，我会原谅你的时候，那个是非常有力量的一句话。
My wife Lisa, we've used this tool many times during our conflicts.
啊，我跟我的太太 Lisa 呢，也有用过这些工具在我们的吵架之中。
And she's usually the offending party. I'm usually the offended one.
那一般呢，就是我的太太呢是啊开罪我的，我是被冒犯的。
Just kidding, you know I'm just kidding.
我在开玩笑。
But it's powerful. I will have offended her in some way, and we use the biblical language instead of "I'm sorry." We say.Will you forgive me?
啊、我们如果比如说我开罪了他啊、我不是光说一句对不起，我们是很故意的引用圣经的话语，你会不会赦免我，原谅我？
And she thinks for a moment and assesses and then finally says, "I forgive you."
然后呢，她会我的太太，她会考虑一下，然后呢，她会跟我说，我原谅你。
Something powerful takes place.
那一个是一个很有力量的改变在我们关系中。
The tension, the sour mood, the bad atmosphere just disappears just like that.
那个紧张的关系，这个不好的感觉呢，瞬间就会给解开。
Easy to say I love you, hard to say I forgive you.
所以很容易说我爱你，很难说我原谅你。
See, forgiveness is the currency of the followers of Christ.
所以原谅跟赦免就是我们跟随主的人的一种流通语言。
Let me tell you a story that happened in Seattle.
啊，我要跟你说一个西雅图的故事。
It was at a banquet by this a ministry called Prison Fellowship.
啊，那这个是有啊有一个监狱友谊晚饭的一个组织。
A lady named Ruth Youngman came up to speak.
啊，那有一位女士叫 Ruth， 她站起来分享。
And she started her whole talk by saying, "The man I ate dinner with tonight killed my brother."
那她第一句话就是，我今天晚上跟我共餐的那个男人呢，杀了我的兄弟。
And then she started telling the story about John H., who had murdered her brother during a robbery.
然后她就说，这位叫 John 的男士就啊，在一起抢劫之中杀了他的兄弟。
He was found guilty and he served 18 years in Walla Walla State Prison.
然后他定罪了，然后呢就在监狱里待了18年。
He was released from jail and he ended up at a dairy farm.
然后呢他从监狱里释放之后呢，他就去了一个奶牛场工作。
Compelled by Christ's command to forgive, she went to John H., her enemy, and pronounced forgiveness.
因为受到主耶稣对于这个赦免的一个命令，Ruth 呢觉得被驱使去他的敌人那里去表达他对他的原谅。
She also arranged a reconciliation between John H. and her father, obviously the father of the son that was murdered.
他也安排了这个 John， 就是这个犯罪人，跟他的父亲，也就是被杀害人的父亲有一个和解。
Now at this time, John H. was not a Christian. We don't know what happened on, but during this banquet, he was not a Christian. But this is what he said.
那在这顿饭的时候呢，这个犯罪人杀人犯他不是基督徒。
He said, "Christians are the only people I know. They can kill their son, and they'll make you a part of their family. I don't know the man upstairs, but he sure is hounding me."
然后呢，这个犯罪人呢，他说，基督徒呢是唯一的一群人我认识的，是你可以杀了他们的儿子，而他们还会接纳你进入他们的家庭。我就不认识楼上的那一位，天空的那一位神，但是呢，他现在在呼唤我。
Forgiveness is the currency of heaven.
这个原谅也是天堂的流通语言。
Unforgiveness, hatred is the currency of hell.
不原谅呢，就是地狱的流通语言。
We need forgiveness and we need to forgive.
我们需要受到原谅，我们也需要给出原谅。
And we're able to forgive because He first forgave us.
我们之所以可以原谅别人，因为神先赦免我们。
Ephesians 4:32 says, Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
以弗所书说，要以仁慈彼此相待，心存怜悯，互相饶恕，就像神在基督里饶恕了你们那样。
Because Jesus Christ hung on the cross, He makes forgiveness available to us.So that we can forgive others.
因为耶稣基督挂在十字架上，他把他的赦免给到我们，我们有力量去原谅别人。
He says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
他在十字架上说，父啊，赦免他们。
See, Jesus highlights man's primary need, the forgiveness of sins.
耶稣呢，指出了人的最基本的需要，就是罪的赦免。
It will be in vain if we select noble ideas or adopt excellent rules to live by unless a sin issue is resolved.
如果我们不解决这个很基本罪的问题呢，我们可以很高尚的 理想、很高尚的原则去过我们的生命，这个也是徒劳无功的。
What good are shoes if our feet are paralyzed?
如果你瘫痪了，那穿鞋子来干嘛？为什么呢？
What good are glasses if we're blind?
如果我们盲呢，那为什么要穿要戴眼镜呢？
It doesn't matter how many friends that we have at our funerals if the sin issue is not resolved.
如果我们不解决罪的问题呢，我们的葬礼上有多少个朋友也是枉然的。
When Jesus prayed for his enemies there on the cross, he struck right down to the root of their need, which was forgiveness and salvation.
当耶稣在十字架上祷告赦免他的敌人呢，他击中了人最基本的需要，就是赦免。
Are you by grace one of those whom it said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins? Colossians 1:14.
你呢，是不是其中一位呢？我们可以说，在他里面，我们得蒙救赎。罪得赦免，这是哥罗西书一章十四节。
If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator.
如果我们最需要的是得到信息，主呢，神会派一个教育者。
If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist.
如果人最需要的是科技，神会派一个科学家。
If the greatest need had been money, God would send us an economist.
如果人最需要的是钱，神会派一个经济学家。
If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer.
如果人最需要的是娱乐，神会派给我们一个娱乐一个娱乐家。
But our greatest need is forgiveness, so God sent to us a savior.
但是人最需要的是得到赦免，所以神派来了救主。
This Good Friday is good because He forgives us.
今天受难日是好的一天，因为他赦免了我们。
Mankind's primary need to be forgiven.
人类最终的那个需要就是被赦免。
Today is a good day because of what Jesus Christ has done for us.
今天是好的一天，因为主为我们所做的。
He prays for us.
他为我们祷告。
He identifies with us.
同情我们。
He dies for us.
为我们死。
And He forgives us.
原谅我们的罪，赦免我们。
Brothers and sisters, let the Holy Spirit speak to you now.
然后兄弟姐妹，让圣灵在我们每个人心中作动。
Let Him whisper into your heart of hearts why Good Friday is so good.
让圣灵在你心中最深处跟你解释，跟你说，今受难日为什么这么好。
He's going to invite us to close our eyes.
我们闭上眼睛。
Let's just meditate on the goodness of God.
我们默想主的好。
He prays for us.
他为我们祷告。
He identifies with us.
同情我们。
He dies in our place for us.
替代我们而死。
And He forgives us.
而原谅我们。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ died for you today.
兄弟姐妹，主耶稣基督今天为了你而死。
Just for you and just for me.
为了你，为了我。
As Pastor Chris leads us in a song, you can sing along or you can just pray.
现在 Chris 牧师会带领我们唱一首歌，我们可以一起唱或者祷告。
Let's meditate on Good Friday and why it's so good.
我们默想受难日，然后主的好。
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory.Came, I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. See from his head, his head.Gain, I count the loss.
We're going to have a time of communion, the Lord's Supper.
我们现在是圣餐的时间。
So hopefully you would have prepared at home, but if you haven't, I'm going to give you a moment to do that. Get some juice, get some bread, just bless it and pray over it.
那你们如果面前没有面包和一点果汁，现在有一点时间，你们去拿，就拿一些面包果汁三牧师会为我们祷告。
Let me read from the scriptures. This is 1 Corinthians 11:23. We're going to read down to 30. It says, For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood.Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner should be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, and does not judge the body rightly. For this reason, many among you are weak and sick, and a number asleep.
哥林多前书第十一章第二十三节，我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就撕开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这个饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等他来。”所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯就是干犯主的身主的血了人应该自己审查然后吃这个饼喝这杯因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体就是吃喝自己的罪了因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的死的也不少
So the Lord tells us to come to his table regularly with humility checking our hearts
到主让我们到他的座前谦卑地到他座前检查自己的心
And as Pastor Chris continues to sing Let's do that now Let's meditate Let's thank him for the cross
然后 Chris 牧师在唱歌的时候我们继续地默想为了十字架而感恩
Let's remember that it was our sins that put him on the cross
我们要记得是我们的罪把他钉在十字架上
His body beaten for us
他的身体为了我们 而受到虐打
His blood poured out for us
他的血为我们而流
It wasn't the Romans or the Jews that did it We placed him on the cross I placed him on the cross because of my sins
不是罗马人也不是犹太人把他钉在十字架是我的罪把他钉了在十字架
So let's remember what he's done for us
我们要记得他为我们做的一切
Especially on this Good Friday
特别是在这个好的受难日
So Pastor Chris, why don't you just lead us Let's meditate
Thank you for the cross Thank you for the cross Thank you for the cross My friend Thank you for the cross Thank you for the crossThank you for the cross, my friend. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy, and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life.Say thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend.Thank you.
Now, why don't we do this in our homes? If you gather, if you're a mom and dad and you have your family, gather your family together. I'll be leading here in this home with our little team and my family. And I want to encourage you to do that as well.
那我们在各自的家里呢，就把你的家人都聚在一起。我会在这里跟我们这个团队还有我的家人也聚在一起啊，分享圣餐。
And so let's hold the elements in our hands. Christ's body broken for us.
是主的身体为了我们而撇开。
And the blood new covenant poured out for us.
主的血为我们而倒。
Why don't we hold on to it?
我们就领这个饼。
Sorry, we have a lot of people in this house right now.
我们家里人比较多。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
And let's meditate on the cross.
默想十字架。
Jesus, we thank you for the cross.
耶稣，我们为了十字架感谢你。
We thank you for your loss.
感谢你，你受的伤。
The pain and the terror that you went through for us.
你受的痛苦，你受的撕裂。
Our words cannot convey what we feel in our heart.
不能用语言表达我们心里所经历的。
So thank you, Lord.
感谢你，主。
Thank you for hanging on the cross, an innocent man.
谢谢你一个无辜的挂在十字架上。
It dies for the guilty.
为了有罪的人而死。
The wrath of God meets the love of God.
主的愤怒遇到主的爱。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢你主。
Let's take together. This is Christ's body broken for you and the blood new covenant poured out for you.
这是主的身体为我们而破，主的血，新约的血为我们而流。
Let's sing together.
Jesus Christ, I sink upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again.Once again. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. And now you are. Now you are exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I'll marvel at your saving grace, and I'm full of praise. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Oh, once again, once again I look upon the cross where you died. Lord, I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Oh, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. Lord, I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life, Jesus. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. Jesus, I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Oh, pour out my life.
Amen. We pray for the SP community around the world that you would be safe.
我们为了全世界全部 SP 的成员祷告，希望你们安全。
That even though we're practicing social distancing, that we would not lose sight of being in community.
虽然我们人与人之间需要有距离，但是我们不会失去这个相见的这个美好。
God is with you.
主跟我们在一起。
If God is for us, then who can be against us?
如果主跟我们在一起，谁能够反对我们？
And as we close our service, we just want to say bless you.
我们结束今天的时间，我们想主的恩典到各位身上。
I know the house churches in Hong Kong, the leaders will now minister to one another.
我们知道比如说香港的这些小组这小组领导都会为了大家祷告。
And in the other churches, have a wonderful rest of the night and see you on Easter.
然后其他的教会也希望你们今天有美好的一天，然后我们复活节再见。
God bless you.
主的恩到你们身上。
Bye.